News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There is a huge delegate haul on the line in today's Super Tuesday voting, but still not quite enough to lock up either party's nomination. And ahead of Super Tuesday, another victory for former President Trump.
Former President Donald Trump won the North Dakota Republican presidential caucuses on Monday. The win adds to a string of victories heading into Super Tuesday. Trump finished first in voting at 12 caucus sites ahead of U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. The win puts him back on the winning track after Haley won her first primary in the District of Columbia on Sunday. North Dakota's rules say that candidates can win delegates if they finish with at least 20% of the vote. But a candidate who receives at least 60% of the vote receives all of the state's 29 delegates. On Tuesday, 15 states are set to vote in their own primaries. Hi, Evan Juwani, Washington.
Mr. Trump is applauding the Supreme Court's unanimous decision against states removing him or any federal candidates from the ballot. The former president says it's a big victory for America. Five people are dead. The crash of a small plane near an interstate on the west side of Nashville. Kendra Loney with the Nashville Fire Department says it crews quickly reached the scene near I-40.
They were able to extinguish that fire and also preserve the evidence from that scene so that the appropriate agencies can come and investigate what led to this deadly crash.
She tells WTVF all five of the victims were on board the plane. The Biden administration is moving to cap credit card late fees at $8. This comes at a time when credit card debt has been soaring, with the ruinous inflation of the past few years forcing so many people to rely on plastic simply to make ends meet. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures in the red, Dow futures down 144, NASDAQ futures off 120 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800.
This Gabe's Q News Flash, powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The highest job growth rate in the country, what better time to have a job fair? Clark County is bringing together more than 130 employers for its annual spring job fair. The employment event runs this Friday from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon over at the Las Vegas Convention Center West Hall. Now, the job fair typically includes on-the-spot hiring, as well as job offers that are subject to background checks. You can pre-register, as well as upload your resume for potential employers to get a preview, a look before you show up. The job fair comes while the Silver State has the highest job growth rate in the nation at 3.8%, but Nevada also has the country's highest unemployment rate at 5.4%. Latest phase of what feels like the never-ending Las Vegas Boulevard revamp project is happening. It's Phase C. That's what it's called by Clark County Public Works. It got underway last month between Tropicana and Harmon. The $56 million project includes waterline replacement, repaving, and intersection enhancements to improve pedestrian crossings. Now, most of the work, luckily, will take place between midnight and 9 in the morning, Sunday through Friday. The multi-phase project began back in 2019. Phase C, scheduled to be finished sometime in August. And Caitlin Clark may have yet to play a WNBA game, but the college basketball star already impacting Las Vegas Aces ticket prices. The all-time NCAA scoring leader has declared for the upcoming WNBA draft, and the Indiana Fever are expected to pick her first come April 15. Now, the Fever play the Aces at Michelob Ultra Arena on May 25th and July 2nd. Tickets for both those games, the highest of any Aces home games, according to secondary ticket sellers. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune into At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, things looking great on the Valley Freeways right now. No accidents to report. Standard braking starting to form there on I-15 through the resort corridor, both sides really, between Spring Mountain and Russell Road. But getting around safely on and off the highways at this time. If you like yesterday's weather, you're going to love today. Clear, sunny skies and a few degrees warmer. We'll top out in the upper 60s this afternoon, 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. But it's not just any Tuesday. It's Super Tuesday. 15 states and American Samoa going to the polls. Many are at the polls even as we speak. Yesterday, of course, the big news was the Supreme Court decision keeping Donald J. Trump on the ballot in places like Colorado. Hans von Spakovsky joining us from the Heritage Foundation. He, along with Charles Stimson, doing a very thoughtful op-ed piece on the impact of this righteous ruling. Hans, good morning. It's good to have you with us.
Kevin, it's nice to talk to you again.
What did you make of what happened yesterday with the Supreme Court? 9-0. That's unanimous.
It is. And not only that, but it was a per curiam decision, which means that, you know, normally in a Supreme Court case, it will list the justice who wrote the opinion that everyone joined. Per curiam means they don't say who wrote it. And I think that's another sign of how they wanted to present a united front on this issue. Yeah, several of the other justices wrote concurrences agreeing with the judgment. But the fact that they did that, I think, again, shows they wanted to be sure that no one could claim this was a partisan political decision.
I'm curious, the term chaos has been used a lot in the oral arguments and in the aftermath of the justice's decision. Can you talk a little bit about what might have happened had they voted the other way?
Well, that was clearly a chief concern, because that's in the per curiam decision. It's also mentioned in the concurrences. You know, the courts pointed out that if state officials had the authority to disqualify individuals running for federal office, well, there are different legal standards in every state, and some states have no legal standards at all. And one of the examples they gave was, you know, the Colorado court accepted the January 6th committee report as evidence of insurrection, whereas other courts might say that's inadmissible hearsay. And so you would end up with a patchwork, potentially, and that's the word they used, of some states saying Trump can be on the ballot and other states saying Trump can't be on the ballot. And even worse, and this is this is where they really used the word chaos. If they gave this power to state officials, remember, this case was about Trump not being on the ballot. But if state officials could do this, they could wait until after the election, before, right before the president is inaugurated, and suddenly say, oh, well, yeah, he won our state, but he's disqualified from being president, and therefore we're withdrawing our votes. Our votes from this candidate. And what the court said about that was nothing in the Constitution requires that we endure such chaos.
Let me ask you, a lot of people are trying to paint this as more than just about Colorado. It is about Maine. It is about Illinois, et cetera. How broadly or how narrowly should we look at this decision by the Supreme Court?
It's an extremely broad decision. Yeah, Colorado was the party in the case, but what they said was that no state official, no state court has the ability to disqualify a federal candidate, by the way, whether they're running for president or Congress. So that applies everywhere in every state. So this knocks out what happened in Maine. It knocks out what happened in Illinois just a week ago when you had a county judge who, by the way, was elevated from traffic court, say that Trump shouldn't be on the ballot. This is the end of the road for these challengers all over the country.
Talk a little bit about what you expect today. Today is Super Tuesday, 15 states and American Samoa. Can you talk a little bit about what we should expect? Is it going to be another landslide for Donald J. Trump?
Well, I think it's going to be a landslide for both Trump and Joe Biden. You know, I it's Super Tuesday, but I don't think there's much competition on either side of the political aisle. So this may be one of the of recent presidential elections. We may have the least news coming out of this Super Tuesday than we've just about ever had.
I'm just curious. Nikki Haley is still in as of today. Is there any path to victory for her at all?
Well, when you look at the rules governing, frankly, both conventions, whether it's the RNC or the DNC, I mean, I just don't see any path for any of the other candidates, including Nikki Haley, against Donald Trump. I also don't see any path on the Democratic side, certainly for Robert Kennedy Jr. Under the rules that apply in both conventions, I think we're pretty much set with who the nominee is going to be of both political parties.
I'm just curious, is that good for our democracy, the fact that we've got this thing pretty well defined and we're only at March 5th?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. That's a complex question. The one thing it will do is give the American people a lot more time to figure out who the two candidates are, their character, what they represent, whatever their supposed solutions are for the problems we face. So the American people, we're going to have more time to educate themselves before they cast a ballot.
Does this mean we're not going to see the crazy 60 and 30-second TV ads ad nauseum? Does that mean everybody can stand down for a couple of months?
No, I don't think that'll happen, particularly when you look at the polling. I mean, the polling, certainly for Joe Biden, is not good, and I think they are going to be spending a whole lot of money trying to change the current views of the American people. I mean, I'm sure you saw the polls that Joe Biden was losing in all of the battleground states. And that's the kind of thing where political consultants will come in and convince campaigns you need to spend a lot of money on advertising.
I'm just curious, though, is there going to be a concerted effort? And I know you keep your ear to the ground. Is there going to be an effort to throw President Joe Biden overboard?
Again, I have no idea. That's pure, you know, I'd be speculating, and I have no idea what folks on the inside of the Democratic Party think about that. You know, what I hear in Washington is they don't have a lot of confidence in Kamala Harris either. So it's like they're between a rock and a hard place, given Joe Biden's immense unpopularity the American people and the fact that they don't think Kamala Harris would really be much better as a candidate.
I love reading your stuff at the Heritage Foundation. If folks want to pick up on it, you or Charles Stimson, any of you guys, where do they find you?
They can go to the Daily Signal, which is the electronic newspaper of Heritage, or they can go to heritage.org, heritage.org, and they'll see everything we write.
Hans, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a great day.
Sure. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Hans von Spakovsky, the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, the manager of the Heritage Election Law Reform Initiative. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. As I mentioned, this is going to be a big day. Now, I know it's... I've got to admit, I don't think there's going to be a lot of news coming out of tonight, short of maybe a concession statement where Nikki Haley says, I'm done. Don't know if that's going to happen or not. In fact, one of the things I want to do is I want to open up our phone lines to all of you. I want to make this your first opportunity to respond to what we know is going to be a landslide victory for Donald J. Trump and a monumental loss for Nikki Haley. Here is the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think Nikki Haley should do at the end of this night. Should she simply concede, or should she concede and get out of the race? That is going to be all important. What she does for her future in the Republican Party. She cannot keep spending money and spending millions of dollars in advertising. And by the way, as a guy that sells advertising for a living, I love candidates that spend money on advertising. But there comes a point where spending money on advertising when you have, what, District of Columbia, and that's about it, to show for the millions of dollars spent by all kinds of different organizations. We'll talk about that. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right, two musical icons, Frank Sinatra and Barbara Streisand, come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino for two nights only, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and his good friend Sharon Owens. They are absolutely amazing together. Two of the top tribute artists in the world coming together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. They really honestly are. Advance tickets on sale right now through Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd, 23rd at the Aliante. Get your tickets right now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
At Meineke, doing car care right means transparency. So Meineke certified technicians perform a free digital e-inspection and send updated pictures, videos, and notes directly to your phone or email. When you can see what we see, that's Meineke transparency. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned and operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The big news of the day is obviously Super Tuesday. Maybe the secondary story is what happened yesterday with the U.S. Supreme Court, SCOTUS, as it is known, the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS. It was unanimous. It was overwhelming. What does it mean going forward? We don't know yet, but we will. Because the Supreme Court is working on immunity and a whole bunch of other stuff. And they are going to be probably approached again by the Trump campaign, because they're going to be in court every day for a long, long time. We'll talk about that. First of all, though, Trey Gowdy, former federal prosecutor, former member of Congress, and now a Fox News host. And by the way, he's really, really good. This was his reaction to the SCOTUS decision yesterday. This cut one, go.
Trey Gowdy's on the phone, former prosecutor, recovering congressman from the state of South Carolina. Your reaction, Trey. Good morning.
Glad that it was unanimous in result. If you read the opinion, they have different analyses that they employ. But, you know, I mean, we live in this world where there's a hunger for unanimity, for unity, if you will, and for the U.S. Supreme Court, with all of its ideological diversity, to say 9-0, hey, Colorado Supreme Court, you were wrong. Number one, we shouldn't be surprised, because even Democrats on the Colorado Supreme Court didn't agree with it. I mean, it was a very, very close decision. Number two, when's the last time we were talking about the Eighth and Ninth Amendment? I mean, the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. I mean, those things have been dead, but they're referenced in this opinion.
Mm. Politically, for President Trump, who's going to give remarks at noon, you know, he's calling this a big win for America and his ability to sort of get this particular issue off of his legal plate. He's still got a full, you know, all-you-can-eat buffet of legal issues that the Democrats have put in place for him. But politically for him, do you think that that helps continue the momentum that we're seeing that's just inevitable in the polls from the New York Times, Fox News, and AP over the weekend?
Yes. In this particular instance, he was politically targeted. And he can safely say that is the unanimous opinion of the U.S. Supreme Court, including justices that otherwise do not like me and will not vote for me. I would encourage him to do something that he doesn't often do, which is show humility, because there are other decisions that are coming that he may not agree with. I don't think he's going to win the presidential immunity case before the court. So, you know, it's confusing when you say I love you on one day and I hate you the next. Show a little restraint when you win and show a little restraint when you don't win. Argue the merits of it. This was not a close case. And anyone who listened to oral argument knows that. But neither is the presidential immunity. I don't think that one's going to wind up being close either in the other direction.
Mm. Why do you say that?
Because I don't think it, I think we are a country where we fundamentally reject the notion that anyone is above the law. And the notion that you can somehow silence your political opponents and escape criminal culpability unless you are impeached, I don't know. I had one of the president's lawyers on my show last night. They're now changing the argument. That's not really what we meant, but that's what they said before the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And that's an argument most Americans reject. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of men and women. And we hold that sacrosanct. And when you put people above the law, lots of us kind of raise our eyebrows on both sides of the aisle.
Trey Gowdy from Fox News Channel. I promised we would get to your phone calls. In fact, we will right now. Let's go out to J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. In regard to Mrs. Haley, I think she could do one of two things. After today, she can take a long vacation, or she could use the considerable amount of money I believe she still has and work campaigning for Congress and senators running across the country that are aligned with her policies to some degree, and help get back the Senate and build up the Congress. And at the same time, she would be building some chips that she could call and some markers that she could call in 4 years if she probably runs again. So the best thing she could do with the party is help other people get elected.
I love, hey, JD, I love that idea, this whole notion that you become essentially a kingmaker or a queenmaker, if you will, for the 24 election with an eye towards 28. So in other words, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not going to try and put words in your mouth, does this mean that the 28 presidential race begins tonight, maybe?
Well, in certain politicians' heads, I imagine they.
Well, I'm talking about with Nikki Haley. I'm talking about with Nikki Haley.
I believe so, but that was the strategy that Nixon used after 62 when he lost the governorship in California. He went around the country for 6 years helping senators and congressmen get elected, and then when he went to the convention and the primaries, he had their support. Could I tell you what I'd like Mr. Biden to do on Thursday night in the State of the Union?
Oh, no.